I want to give you a scenario and see what you think about this. Beto said this week, I open it up to you. I can be anybody you want me to be. So tell me who you want me to be, who you need me to be. So if you look back at his history, he was a hacker. Part of this really bad hacking group when he was young. He was writing really dark stuff. Then he leaves that and he goes to an Ivy League school where he's the head of the crew team, where he's out rowing, with Buffy and Tiffany. And it's polar opposite. Then he goes back and is in some grunge, really bad grunge band. I don't think this guy knows who he is.
But why do you care? Why do you care if he knows who he is? I mean, you want to go out on a double date with him?
If he's going to be running as president, important.
No. He's going to be running, and Hollywood idiots will fund him, and he'll get out there. But in the end, he's not going to get the nomination.
Become the vice president. And with the age of these guys.
They're not putting two white guys on a ticket back. That's never going to happen, okay? He's going to be out there. He'll entertain us. He'll be entertaining. But if you are an American, all right, a person born in this country who wants good things for the country and believes in its nobility, and you have a guy who lives in El Paso telling you there's no problem here. the hundreds of thousands of tons of narcotics coming across. That's not really a problem. You just look at him and you go, next.
Bill, you seem pretty confident in who's going to win this nomination. If you had to break it down by percentage chance, how would you distribute your percentages?
Well, I'd say Biden's got a 50% chance now. Okay. You never know about Biden, because Biden, he's a moody kind of guy. He's on Thursday, he's all jazzed to run, and on Friday, his back hurts. So I'd say 50%. The establishment Democrats, these are the old money Democrats. They want them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But they realize that if they get them, they have to have Kamala on the second ticket or some minority woman, not Pocahontas, because that's too loaded. but Kamala Harris. She, former prosecutor, that kind of thing. That's what I see. Look, no one on earth thought Donald Trump would be elected. No one. No one on earth thought Barack Obama would do it. So, yes, a dark horse could emerge, but it isn't going to be Beto. All right? Because Beto has nothing. He brings nothing. Just as you said. You're just sitting there, this is impossible. The Chinese negotiating with Beto, can you just imagine it? I'm sitting there, Putin's going, please, give me Beto, please, so I can take over all of South Asia. It's just insane. And that's where we are. But the media will never tell you the truth. They'll never analyze these candidates in an honest way. In a million years, where they say, excuse me, Mr. O'Rourke, we have tons of heroin coming in from Mexico. There may be a little problem there. Maybe 75,000 homicides south of the border. That might be a little problematic, Mr. O'Rourke. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Because they all want Trump out. They don't care who runs.
The only time they're going to be honest is right now, while they're still divided on who should be the candidate. And so they will snipe at each other and they'll release dirt on each other. But as soon as it is narrowed down, that you'll never hear a tough question. Yeah, they will.
But the media is not going to snipe at them. Yeah. They'll snipe at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see these debates, who can out-socialize the other.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to give you this. No, wait, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you this. Can you top this? I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But, the debate is going to be moderated by Raul Castro. I mean, you're not going to have a lot of tough questions.
You already, I mean, the CNN debates are crazy.